Have them go on oakselections.com.
Well, just the hopecollection.com. Try that.
Yeah.
In fact, when you get off this call today, go on your computer. I think you'll see the Hope Collection. That website is still up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, we have a
go
lot
on
of
hopecollection.com.
Yes, sir.
Go on to hopecollection.com. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you.
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Okay.
I look at that.
I appreciate that.
Yep. I figured I'd come on the mission.
Well, I'm glad you are. I'm sure we'll have some folks on board here. It just turned noon now. So sometimes it takes people a little longer to get on.
Yeah,
we're out there on the West Coast. You see, we're at the crack of noon, and out on the West Coast, the Navy is just, I think it's 0900 out there. Am I correct, Captain?
Well, good morning in California. And the weather here in California is CAVU, which means ceiling and visibility unlimited. I shouldn't tell people because they might be upset because, well, many people are fighting bad weather. But yes, sunshine, Jim, that's what we're here for. And how are you today, my friend?
Spreading sunshine, just like you.
Wonderful stuff.
We started the morning early, and we had a Zoom meeting with a bunch of people who are actively working and putting together. Len, unlike years past, the Hope Collection isn't just talking about doing things. The new Hope Collection is actually having companies, organizations, nonprofits, and people are actually working and submitting and working to put together. Excuse me, I had an energy drink that decided to come back up. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, anyways, all these activities, motion, work, is taking place. And so we're in the process of accomplishing, fulfilling visions that Joel Griffin and Captain Len Kane have put on the table for years. And the difference now is not only are they these programs and ideas and opportunities on the table, we now have forms filled out and people being connected so that we can actually build a housing development, so we can build a digital academy, creating the digital academy through Jobonomics. And I know you know Chuck Fulmer, creates 100 new businesses a month. Let me rephrase that. Really, this program, which sets up, it has a whole curriculum, the equipment. We literally can, in 90 days, when we get, like, let's say we're going to file for $5 million to set up a brand new modern structure that can be built from the ground up, just level ground in 90 days, we can have a 60,000 square foot building up and running. That's in this day and age, that's a miracle. But that new process for building buildings, it doesn't take the same technologies that it used to. And Chuck Fulmer said to me, you like this one, Len. He said, don't put new wine in old wineskins.
Wise man.
Now, the reason he said that is that in many times when you talk about economic development, in a community, particularly communities that are underserved, what they want to do is that the people that are in the area want to take the old building and just put new, you know, new electric, new water, new heat, and so put new windows in it and call it a new building. Well, it isn't. It isn't the floors, the layout, nothing's ready for modern business, modern technology. And the employees or the owners, okay, because there's two categories, we're focusing on owners. They don't want to be sitting in an old-time building. Like, they don't want to sit with me, the old-timer. They want to be in modern wineskins. So the new building, and you can go to jobonomics.com, and under the table of contents, you can look up the pages on Digital Academy. That's a new kind of new language for us old guys. Digital Academy is a new cutting-edge way of creating ownership and economic development for the modern young people utilizing digital technology. And so in that elective, on the one of the job or business selections of a renewal of a community, the fastest growing, most solid, most prosperous, most quick to set up and get operating is called the Digital Academy. And right now we have three organizations that before March 1st are filing. Our federal government has dedicated, they call it earmarks. Now, I'm not particularly fond of earmarks, but the money is, it's already dedicated and it's spent. It's sitting in a bank account, the federal government's bank account, which is really stupid because if it's in the federal government's bank account, it's not making money, any interest. They're losing money. But the money is there. We're talking $4 billion. And it's there. It can be, all it has to be is filed in a proper manner with the proper people, and the money gets allocated. And it doesn't, like, they don't just write one check. They'll write money to fund over a period of time, whatever it is, the project you're working on. And Len, we got multiple plans that before the first of the month, or the middle of March, we will have multiple plans filed to acquire this money. And it's working as business partners, letter of memorandum, that Jobonomics will work with a local group of people. We call it a consortium. And the local group, now in our Buffalo group, we got Dale Martin, Gary Helfenstein, Ryan Clayton, Linda Clayton. We've got several other business partners. Van Taylor, you've heard his name before. We have key people that have organized this consortium so that we can just put it to work. I think you knew last Monday, Gary and I, Helfenstein, presented this project to an education company called CTI. And Len, what CTI is, it has a trade division that trains veterans and first responders and young adults to learn trades, to learn how to weld, how to do construction, wood and metal, HVAC, heating and air conditioning, electrical. And they train the kids to do that, and when they come through the course, they have 100% job placement. Now, that's jobs in the trades. The other side of the business is totally internet, digital, computer operations. And they already have one school, but they don't have the Digital Academy one. And we introduced the Digital Academy and we went to the board of directors of CTI, the founders, the president, and the other board members, and they unanimously approved moving ahead. And by the end of next Friday, they will have the presentation ready to file so we can go get $5 million and set up our first Jobonomics operation in Buffalo, New York.
Fantastic. Oh, what a deal.
I know it's a lot, but, you know, it's so, it is a culmination of all the years that you and Joel working with Burl and trying to make this a better world, all the groundwork, you guys were pioneers. You guys have gone through the wilderness to open the windows of freedom and opportunity. And Captain Len Kane, you've been dedicated your life to doing that, providing that to people and families. For 50 years, you've been doing it through the Golden Rule Society. Wow.
quite amazing to even look back at it and say, wow, we've been doing this as non-paid volunteers, and Mr. Ron Clayton, the new president of the HOPE organization, is one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And we're enjoying the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. That just sounds kind of nice, helping to make it a better world. Keep up your great work, Ron. You deserve all the accolades that you've been working for all these many years for to help again and again make it a better world, helping others. Terrific. Keep up your one good, great job. God bless you.
Well, that's because I had a leader to follow. I had a team leader. The leader of the pack. Well, there were two leaders of the pack. One is Captain Len Kane. The other one, Joel Griffin, he's our spiritual leader. And wow, with God, that's a triple braided cord that can't be broke.
That's my favorite number, number three. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
There you go. You know, I'm picturing one of the pictures that I saw. You were videotaped last summer, and you were standing on the USS Midway, a aircraft carrier that helped save the world from tyranny and damnation, really. And you fought and you took off aircraft carriers like that all over the world. Enterprise, one of the world's first atomic aircraft carrier that went around the world. And you led the team to introduce that aircraft carrier to the world leaders. And as the spokesperson, when you met with all these world leaders, you were able to convey to them that aircraft carrier and the military was an organization dedicated to peace and freedom. And the reason you could say that is because freedom doesn't come without peace, and peace doesn't come without force, without defense. And when you're on the defense, you don't have to be on the offense. But when somebody attacks you, you have to be able to defend yourself personally and as a country. And you, to the most extensive adulation that could possibly exist, have proven yourself as a fighter pilot, as a leader, and as a squad leader. You know, you had how many planes were in your group that you were commander? Well, how many were in your group, Len?
Well, they varied within the various groups. But the different fighter squadrons, basically we had about 25 or so officers, aviators. We had support people, well, wonderful organizations doing their job. And I'd like to thank you for bringing it up. But when I was the commanding officer of the fighter squadron 301, we were based here in San Diego, California area. We were selected by the United States Navy as the number one fighter squadron in the entire Navy. What a compliment that was, and we all felt good working hard to be that. And the competition was keen because everybody has great, great leaders and fighter squadrons. But we were selected number one with the five different categories within it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's nice to be surrounded with good people and be selected to be top-notch. And that's what we are in the Hope Collection. And I'm honored that our Golden Rule Society charity are top-notch partners with a top-notch organization called the Hope Collection. And our president, Mr. Ron Clayton, is doing a good job on the radio show telling us all about the wonderful new things that are going on. And later on, I'll tell you more about the Golden Rule Society kindness campaign that's going worldwide, not just nationwide, worldwide. We want to get everybody in this kindness campaign. I can go on and on, which I'll do later when it's you give me the opportunity. But keep up your great work, Ron. I'm honored and humbled to be a partner. God bless you.
Well, you know, we are truly excited and motivated because we not only have the theme, treat others like you want to be treated, we have the theme of helping others by helping them help others. Now, there are a lot of people that help somebody, and that's a good deed. That's a good thing. Everybody should do that. But when you help somebody else and support them and guide them and help them to help somebody else, that's 1 + 1 is not 2. 1 + 1 is 11. You multiply the hands, and it's that, I remember, many hands make easy work. And you can accomplish so much more when you have multiple hands working, which is a principle. We have a great, our faith leader in Jesus Christ was one guy. And one day he was out walking around, he saw some guys doing fishing. And they were good fishermen. You know, they had to feed the village, themselves and their families in the village. And he said, wait a minute, follow me, and I'll make fishers of men of you. And what he meant was he was teaching them how to help others. That's hope. And because we have that hope today, we, Joel Artis Griffin, turned this into an organization that partners with the Golden Rule Society. You know, when you put those two things together, Len, and God, that's what, that again is that triple threaded cord. Can't be broken. We are a force to be reckoned with. I don't mean that negatively. I mean positively, changing lives. Do you know what we're about to do this year is embark on providing people with hope at levels never thought could be due before? And it's giving recognition to people and encouraging them and pointing them out. You know, when people do things special, we want to recognize that, because when you recognize someone, it's called honor. It's called edification. It's by encouraging them, encourages others. And, you know, when you've gone over 50 years and been planning out and building the Golden Rule Society, where you've been helping families and children and churches, Len, your imprint on the world is significant. But you've brought other people out of the team. It's not just, you know, you've like filled the Coliseum with people who take caring and kindness to another level. It's not just something you breathe, it's something you act on. And you have taught by example. So, I mean, you were recognized by Who's Who in America, one of the most prestigious books of information, a biography of recognizing literally that, Who's Who in America, the best of the best of the best. And they deemed you the humanitarian man of the year. You know, I know you've just been renominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Can I tell you something, Len? that's very prestigious, and a lot of people know more about Nobel Peace Prize than they know about who's who in America, although I think that's reversed. I think the honor of being recognized as the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award, to me, is even more outstanding. Because you know what? When you get that recognition, you're amongst the best of the best of the best. And people who are not that never get that award. And I can't say that about the Nobel Peace Prize, because they've awarded that prize to people who are, they did it for political reasons. When you got the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award, it's because of what you've done, how you have impacted. It's real. It's not talk. It's not fluff. It's actual action and results, reward and result. I salute you as I could. I just can't salute you enough, Len Cain.
Well, I'm honored and, of course, humbled to be a servant, helping to make it a better world by bettering the lives of others, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. So come on board, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you later how to do it. But it's simple. It's free, by the way, and it's very tactful and full of enthusiasm, and that's what we need, enthusiasm, and that comes from the Greek language. Entheos means the spirit within, and we all should recognize and enjoy and share the spirit of the Lord that we have within us, and people who do that are very enthusiastic. So that's where the enthusiasm comes from. The Greek language and theos, your spirit within. Back over to you, Ron. I'm just kidding. I'm fully enthusiastic because of you.
Len, I want to introduce you to somebody else who has, and you have brought her incredible enthusiasm and joy. And let me introduce this girl. She's standing next to me. I'm just going to hand the phone over.
Hello there. It's Linda. How are you today?
Wonderful. Better now that I hear your voice, Linda. God bless you. You are an angel. Oh, keep up your great work and with your good partner there. Ron's a great guy.
Well, when you said you wanted to talk about the happiness campaign, and I want to hear all about that. So take it away and show us. You know, the Golden Rule Society does so much, but the happiness campaign is just so exciting, and it's so needed. So can you tell us about that more?
Well, I'd be happy to, as long as I'm not interrupting Ron with
his
program.
No, this is your day. This is your day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, you've just heard the voices of two wonderful, wonderful people who have dedicated their lives. And that's what you need to do, dedicate your lives to helping others. Because when I started the Golden Rule Society charity, people were saying, why are you doing that? What's your philosophy? What are you even bothering to do this sort of thing? And I said, because I could have been playing tennis, I could have been playing golf, and I said, well, here's an opportunity, and I think the good Lord has the spirit within me and is sort of giving me the guidance. And the nice part about it is that I told people, here is what I have inside of me. And I didn't make it up. It was instilled within my mind that the reason and the philosophy, again and again, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And it can be something as simple as holding the door open for somebody, a smile, a thank you, whatever courtesy and kindness you want to share. The opportunities are there on a day-to-day basis. You can walk by somebody at one of the stores when you're shopping, and you see them trying to look, may I help you somehow? Oh, yes, I'm looking for this and that and the other. And you say, oh, I know where it is. It's right here. who think that, now that CP said, well, that's oversimplification. Yes, it is. But that mean it leads, when you start getting into that program and thinking about it, there are other opportunities all the way. You have most people have a house of worship, a church. Many people are affiliated with a charity of some, in some way. Their schools, their wherever they go, their people that they work with at work, their jobs. Hey, somebody's working on a program. Can I help you in some way? And that's what it's all about. Togetherness. Togetherness is giving you the synergy. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about one of the organizations that I have is just, I'm honored to be a partner and a director, not really not a director, but a senior advisor. And it's called the INTIVA organization. Now, the INTIVA is an acronym. It goes information and all those sort of things that they have. That I don't want to belabor you with it. But the point is, the gentleman that put this thing together, and I was a combat Navy fighter pilot fighting to help keep up the freedoms in the world. And this gentleman, his name is Alexander Candelario, was a Marine in combat, and sadly, he lost one of his legs in combat. So you can't be a real Marine in combat with only one leg. So what they did was they medically retired him, and he went to college back down in Texas to finish up his degree work, working on his master's. And the guy is a brilliant man, just sharp as a tack. And he was going to college. Technologically, he knew what that was going on. And he put together this program that is helping the medical industry. And I'll give you a simple example that most people can understand. Now, people say, okay, I'm going to go to medical school. I'm going to get my degree, and I'm going to be a real doctor. And that's true. But the certification, after you get your degree, your doctorate degree, medically, it may take 3 to 6 months to get the certification. That's ridiculous. I shouldn't throw rocks, but let me tell you what. Alexander Candelario put together this program, technology, right? He can get a doctor who gets his degree or her degree. They can be certified in a matter of minutes. Why wait around 3 to 6 months? And that's what Alexander Candelario does. Alexander is a wonderful man. So with all the things that he's doing helping the medical industry, 3 years ago, the INTIVA Health Program, based in Texas, they were selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. And another simple example, let's say that you're a doctor and you're working on a program and your project, wow, this is really tough. I really need some help. I can't do this all by myself, but what you do is they have other doctors in the organization and they talk to one another and say, hey, I'm working on this project. I want to cure cancer as an example. So the other says, hey, I am working on the same sort of other guys. Hey, well, let's get together. Now, this is synergistic. This is the power of more than one person trying to solve it. A group of them said, hey, well, I'm going to do this. Oh, don't do that because it doesn't work. Try this other thing. And that's what's happening in the medical industry right now because of INTIVA Health and because of Alexander Candelario. God bless him. And he's just doing a wonderful job, and it keeps getting better. So that's so simple examples of what it is to help make it a better world working together. Wow. That's the impact that it can have. And that's, I'm very proud to be a partnership into the program. I don't know much about being a doctor and medical and all that sort of stuff, but I sure go along with the program of letting everybody know, much like it is when we're talking on this program right now, and people who are listening are going to tell their medical doctors, nurses, scientists, whoever they want to, and said, hey, you ought to go check on this thing. And you want to find out about it? If you have a piece of paper and a pencil handy, here's where to go. It's our website of the Golden Rule Society. Very typical. You know how this goes, ladies and gentlemen. www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word, no spaces in between. So Golden Rule Society dot, that's just a little period, dot org, O-R-G. That stands for the organization, which is a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, all non-paid volunteers for 50 years now, ladies and gentlemen. So we're not doing this trying to make any money. We're trying to help make it a better world. So that's what you do. You go to goldenrulesociety.org. Now, in the navigation buttons, you ziggy down there alphabetically, and you say, oh, lower here's Intiva Health. And you click on it. If you're a medical professional in any way, shape, or form, you can sign up and be a member. And it's free. Anything, most everything on the Golden Rule Society is free. These are gifts to you, ladies and gentlemen. Gifts for you. And opportunities, not just gifts, but opportunities. Because there are some things that are offered by others that they may have to charge a fee for it. But let me tell you, it's mostly worth it that they come in to us and they say, here's what we're doing to do. And so we'd like very much to tell the world that this opportunity to be part of your program is available. And if they charge, let's say, $10 a month or whatever they do, that goes to them so that they can continue. The Golden Rule Society doesn't get anything from them other than the fact that the opportunity to help make it a better world. So that's what you do. It's all there on the Golden Rule Society website. Now, you can share this with your family. You can share this with your neighbors. You can share it with your church, your charity, any organization that is busy trying to make it a better world. Why not? Tell them about it. Here's some other things that you can find out when you go to the Golden Rule Society website. And there are so many. I'll just highlight a few of them because we could be here all afternoon, all day. But when you're there in the navigation buttons on the left side, when you log in, you say, oh, what do they got there? Well, here's something that it's called, after being a Navy fighter pilot for a quarter of a century, I then became an airline captain. So I know about travel. I was an airline captain for almost 30 years, for crying out loud. So I've spent a lot of time up in the air. But the thing is, I put together this Wives Traveler program. And I didn't do it all by myself, by the way, but to get the synergy of working with people who know what's going on. And Mr. Ron Clayton is one of those organizations and people in the organizations that make it happen. And that's what it is, teamwork, just working together. God bless. So anyway, you click on Wise Traveler. Now, let's say you want to go on a cruise ship. Very simple. Well, first thing you do, you register yourself as a free member. Doesn't cost you anything. Now you want to go on this cruise ship, or you want to go on an airplane, or you want to go to a hotel, or a train, or a bus, or whatever. The opportunity is there. And when you go there and say, hey, I want to go from the East Coast to the West Coast. And they say, yeah, fine, that'll do. You can go on this airplane, and it's going to cost you $1,000. And you say, but I'm a member of the Wise Traveler program. Oh, you are? Yes. Oh, wow, cool. Now I'm just talking as sample numbers. Oh, well, it's not going to cost you $1,000. It's only going to cost you $250 or $500 or whatever. But it's a discount. So you take advantage of that. And what we encourage people, say, look, most everybody has a house of worship, a church that they visit, what have you, or that favorite church, charity, or whoever. And my suggestion is, why not, if you save 50% on your, why not give a percentage of the savings to your church or your charity? or an organization you're a part of to help make it them more impactful and helpful. Sounds simple, doesn't it? You don't have to do it, but it's just a suggestion that we say, we're helping you. Why don't you use it to help others? Makes sense. It's not going to cost you any money, but it helps others, and that's why we're here. God bless you all. But anyway, that's just one of them, Wise Traveler. Here's another one that you might like. It's called The Success for You. Now, this deals with educational, motivational, inspirational, and character-building programs. Building guidance for children of all ages. And that's the nice part about it. You have an action plan for living. Oh, that's good. That's part of it. You have an action plan for business. Wow. All these things. So what you do is you learn from them and you say, well, I was going to do this or that and the other, and you find out, oh, that's something you ought not to do because it's been done and it doesn't work. Why waste your time and money? Learn from others. So that's what it is. This is like getting an education at a wonderful university. I mean, it's all there for you, and it's free. And you can share this with family, friends, and neighbors. We're not charging anything. And again, there are some organizations that say, we have built this program this month, and I think it's wonderful. But that's your choice. It's your choice, and it's your freedoms to follow in. And I mentioned, like I say, in Teva Health, there's another one, Hope for You. Take advantage of all the opportunities are there, because it's there for the taking. It's there for the sharing. And that's why it makes your life a whole lot better, knowing that you're contributing and helping others to be better in their lives, with their families, with their neighbors, and maybe peace in the world. Isn't that one of the things that the good Lord was looking for? Peace on earth in our Constitution, with liberty and justice for all. Wow. That was from the Masonic Lodge teachings. They wrote the Constitution of the United States. They also wrote the Declaration of Independence. And we just want to keep it up, because what they wanted to do, God bless them all. And I happen to be one of them, a 32nd degree Freemason, retired. Anyway, for a long time, but anyway. But we still know the teachings, and we still want to share it with everybody. God bless you all. And there are more. Again, I can go on and on. But in the navigation buttons, those are the links you want to go for. And we mentioned things like Ron mentioned that I was selected for the Worldwide Humanitarian Award for 2021, and then goes into 2022. And that's a nice pat on the back to be called a humanitarian. And what does a humanitarian do? Help better the lives of others. Oh, I can go on and on, and I might as well, because Linda very kindly mentioned it. And what we have here, and we're sharing it with the world, and we're sending it out to everybody that we know, and we ask them to just forward the email to everybody there they know. And we give people the opportunity to win a prize for everybody that gets involved. Here's what it is. It's the Golden Rule Society Charities Kindness Campaign. And it goes like this, ladies and gentlemen. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for freedom and joy into the world and peace, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And you know what that is? That's living the good Lord's 11th commandment. Many people don't know about it. I learned about it here just a year ago or so. The 11th commandment says, share the love that I give you with others. Is that simple? Yes. Is it powerful? You betcha. Just share the love. Be kind. Be nice. Be a good neighbor. Be a good friend. simple, courtesy and kindness. So that is the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. And you'll see it in your inbox. And all you have to do is read that and says, well, this is very nice. Because all we ask you to do is, hey, here's what I think. Take advantage of the gifts and just share this email with others. And the next thing you know, it goes out incredibly to everybody. And everybody said, hey, this is probably a good idea. Let's have a peaceful world, a kindness, full kindness. I'm getting enthusiastic by folks, and I get excited and I'll wrap around the axle. But anyway, that's what you have to do. And before you get the little email from me, and it's a video email, it's a one-minute video. You click on it, open up, there's Lynn Kang saying, hey, have you got a minute to help make it a better world? All you have to do is forward the email. Like I say, it's a one-minute video portion of it, but the other portion is the gifts for you that I've been talking about that are found on the website of the Golden Rule Society. So you are listening today, you're light years ahead of others because you know about it already. And that's what you're going to do. Take advantage of it. Make your life better. Be more successful. Be more giving, full of love and kindness. And that's why we're here. Anyway, so let me take a little break and turn it back over to you, Ryan. God bless you, and I'll keep on going whenever you want me to, but I'll get off my high horse for a little bit. Great to be here, and I'm happy and humbled to be that part of the program. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Len, why don't you go water the horse? So your voice is hoarse. So why don't you go water the horse for a minute? We'll keep talking about you, though, because this show, for those of you who are listening in maybe for the first time, this Friday edition of Optimize Your Life is dedicated to Captain Len Kang, the American hero who 50 years ago founded the Golden Rule Society. And is a hero. I mean, he's been decorated multiple times for when he was a pilot in the Navy. He was the representative to speak to the world leaders when the USS Enterprise was the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. Len Kang was the actual spokesperson. He speaks multiple languages. So he was the spokesperson to meet with the prime ministers and the kings and the whoever in all the countries as the Enterprise made trips around the world to show the might and the power and the protection of the United States Navy. Now, along the way, when he founded the Golden Rule Society, his heart, him and his wife, Anne, when I say Len, I can't help but say Len and Anne. She's a sweetheart, and we've had the privilege of being in her home, and we have the privilege of having dinner with them. In fact, while we were on a porch at a restaurant down in the harbor, Coronado Harbor in San Diego, a duck flew in. He had his wings. He flew in to have lunch with us that day. It was the funniest thing I remember. Well, I want to go back to the point. When Len described the kindness campaign, which each and every person listening to me speak or him speak today, he is sending out the email that is a video email. You know, open it up and say, do you see Len Kang? And he's going to share with you the idea of how you are going to make this a better world. You can actually partake in an organization, an action that's going viral. You hear people talk about things going viral. Most of the stuff going viral, you either laugh about it or you say, oh, that was terrible. But with the kindness campaign, you're going to be part of a movement that's going to overcome the negative and the crap and the bull and the we've had for the last 2 years. And now you can be a part of the movement that's bringing joy in people's lives. And by the way, we're going to give you an incentive to do that. The Golden Rule Society, GRS Travel, has a contest with Kindness Campaign that the person who sends that email, it's just an email with Len's video on it telling them how to be kind and join the Kindness Campaign. The person who does that the most, the GRS Travel Agency right now has a $500 gift certificate, cash certificate to be used with your travel through DRS Travel, and you can use it on anything. And we're going to award that and sometime next year because, you know, the contest isn't just a one-day event. It's, we're building this together. And every single person listening to me today, you can be a part of the movement to make this go viral. The more people that join us, the more people are going to be knowledgeable that the sixth-time nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, founder of the Hope of the Golden Rule Society, started this. And we want to honor not just Len Cain, we do, but we honor people and give people hope. And see, you know, some people say, well, I can't do anything. I just live here and I'm in my house and I can't go anywhere. Or I'm, you know, whatever it is, they feel they can't do anything. Tell me you can't go into your phone and send this, go into your email addresses in your phone or in your computer and just send this link. The message from Len, just send it to them, everybody. And let's see how many people we can have registered to be part of the Hope, I keep it called the Hope Collection because it is Hope, but join the kindness campaign. And I am really proud to be a partner in helping Len Cain make this movement. Hey, guys, we're helping restoring America. We're making better America a better place to live, a happier place to live. And you, yeah.
Hello, Ron. Yes, this sir. Is Dale. I apologize for abruptly jumping in. Can you provide that link information once again?
Well, Len Cain actually sends out an email to you, and then you forward it to everybody you know. Now, I don't have it. Len, do you have you can send it to anybody that you have their email address. Am I correct?
That is correct, and that's what we're working on to make sure that everything is covered. But anyway, the gentleman that requested the information, you can find out everything that we're doing by simply visiting our website at the moment. And we're working on the message to send out to others, but just go to www.goldenrulesociety.org. Golden Rule Society is one word.
Yes.
No spaces. .org. And you'll see all the things that we're talking about. But all you do is, when you see there, you'll see how to contact us. Drop me a little note. Said, hey, tell me more about the kindness campaign, and you will receive the email from me, personal. 1 minute of a video, you'll see my face and what we're talking about. And all we ask you to do is just forward it to people you know. No heavy lifting. It doesn't cost you anything, but it helps others.
You'll see it this afternoon.
What was your name, sir? I missed it.
My name is Dale Martin.
Dale Martin. God bless you, Dale. Yes. I appreciate you being here on the show, listening and all that sort of stuff and all the work, good work that you're doing, sir.
Oh, glad to be a part of it once again. And thank you, sir. Thank you for everything you've done and to give back to contribute to our country and just across the board.
Thank you, sir.
Len Cain, I know you just learned his name, but you met Dale Martin on a Zoom call in my living room a few months ago when we were working on the AAVM. Monument, the African American Veterans Monument. Dale and his gal were here, and he sat right by the camera. And when you were broadcasting and sharing your heart and what you've been doing all these years, and Dale was that good-looking young man sitting there with a beautiful gal, and he's been back at our home multiple times. In fact, I think Tuesday night, Dale is a community leader. He's like Rick Reese, Len. He has the history and the involvement of being a community leader and developer, and he's run radio shows. He's a television broadcaster. He has run homes. And his program is much similar to the Golden Rule Society in lifting and building people up. He has become a part of our local organization with Gary Helfenstein and myself. And he's the administrator for our Dominomics program. So I'm thrilled that Dale was able to make it to the call today. I know his schedule, he compounds what most people do in a week, he does in a day.
Ron, wow. Thank you for those kind words as well as putting me under the spotlight. But it's great. It's really a beautiful feeling to be associated with everyone, and that's why I look forward to incorporating this time into my week and into my spirit, really, because this is really becoming a spiritual moment for me. So I can't say enough, and I continue to grow. Each and every week, each and every day that I'm a part of this. So thank you, Ron, for everything that you've been a part of my life, up to this point and as well as going forward.
Well, we're looking forward to sharing a great evening with the Western New York Works Networking Team, their organization that Dale founded. We're having an open house for the members of the organization on Tuesday night. And we also have a little reception. Everybody that knows Lynn and I know that we have the gift of hospitality. And if we're going to do something, you can be sure that we're going to honor and serve our friends and those people, associates, in a way that gives joy in their heart. And we can only do that through being hosts and hostess. And so it's critical. Also, Lynn, as a leader in the organizations that I'm a part of, everybody follows me because they know they will never starve. I'm never far from food. And I believe the only reason I have any kind of organization is they know that they won't starve hanging around me. It's not me so much. They just want to eat.
Fun stuff. Might as well have a little levity because that's why we're here, to enjoy life. God bless you, gentlemen and ladies.
I know Country Boy has hopped on here, too. There's another caller. And I think we might even have the former executive director, vice president of AT&T. He's better known as the Mighty Oak, I think, is on the call today. Is that true?
Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better now. How's your throat? Sounds like you need chloroseptic or something.
Well, I just came on a little few minutes ago to see how everything was going.
Well, we're grateful for your contribution, and you are the official new vice president of the new revived Hope Collection. And so thankful and grateful for your partnership and work, and we look forward to working. Bob Oakley on Thursdays runs I call it Immigration Thursdays. Bob Oakley is dedicated and creates programs and brings joy in the lives of immigrants. He works in New Jersey and has extensive work in the building communities and development and housing and apartments for immigrants. And then he helps them get their green card or getting their citizenship. He's a father of 9 children, and he's an executive officer in the Knights of Columbus and been recognized worldwide. And we're just so proud of him. Call him a friend and partner.
Thank you, Ronnie. You're very gracious. And it's not about me. It's about what the Lord wants us to do, and we are following Him all the way because He's our leader, and He's given us the blessings to move forward and to help others, because that's what we're all about. It's helping others and helping them to help others. So I'm just so happy and proud that Dr. Joel Griffin many years ago invited me to be part of this organization and to take a leadership role, which I accepted, and to be to try to make a contribution in helping people to improve their lifestyle. And that's why we're working with the immigrants, because they need a lot of help. And we're working with the veterans and with people, senior citizens and people who have special needs, various other groups we're working with through the Hope Collection and other venues to help these people. And so I'm very honored and very humbled to be part of this and to do what I believe God wants us to do.
We're on that team, Bob. God bless you. We're on the team.
Thank you, Len. It's we're all working together as a team to do the right things for the right reasons, and I believe that the work that Len is doing and the work that others are doing on Jobonomics and other venues, there's just so much to be done, and so much help is needed, and we have the ability, we have the desire and the motivation to do that, and so it's just up to us. With God's help, all things are possible. And so we just need to continue to move forward and to help to build the legacy that Dr. Joel Griffin started many years ago. And in his mother's name and in his name also, we are doing that. And Ron Clayton is one of the leaders on our team of board of directors. And he's the president. And I'm so proud to be associated with him and to be his friend for I guess 40 years now or more, the same with Dr. Joel Griffin, who has passed, but he gave us so much before he left. He gave us so many things. He was a continual leader, a spiritual advisor, and a person who was always looking to help other people. Always looking to help other people. And there's so many like Len Cain and Rick Reed and Ron Clayton and so many others that I could name. They're all part of this effort to help people to have a better life and to move forward and upward if that's what they want.
We're busy doing the work of the Lord, my friend.
Bob,
we're busy doing the work of the Lord, my friend. God bless.
You left one thing out. Oh, you left one thing out, Oak man.
Yeah,
you forgot to tell him. Lynn always shared with us his story. Since we've been transparent today, Lynn always told us when we got ready to leave home, his mom told him to go forth and share kindness. You forgot to tell everybody that when your grandmama asked you what you wanted to be when you grew up, you told her you wanted to be a tree, a oak tree, since you were in kin with your father, who was a carpenter, and you couldn't be all like him. So since you couldn't be a carpenter, you decided to be a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. And tell him you wanted to be planted by the rivers, down by the water, so you could keep healthy roots.
I have deep roots.
Hey, everybody. Please have a blessed weekend. And more importantly, make sure you put a smile on somebody's face. Please go out of your way sometime during this weekend. Somebody you see, don't leave them until you see the smile on their face. And if you're going to leave them and they don't have a smile on your face, say something to them. Say, you know, everything I've done talking to or being with you here today, I've been trying to think how I can help you with a smile on your face. I guarantee you they will smile, and you will bring some joy into somebody's heart. Please do that. We'll see you Monday, guys, or Saturday morning is Coach's Corner, and at 9 o'clock, same number, come on board. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye-bye for now. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless. Take care, everyone.
God bless all of you. And God bless America.